Welcome to a new go of new home sales, where we discuss innovative sales and marketing technologies in residential new construction. With millions of dollars flowing into PropTech, we highlight new systems and share best practices so you can successfully incorporate MarTech into your sales cycle. And now, your hosts, John Lee and Anya Krisander. Hello and welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of A New Go of New Home Sales. I'm your host, Anya Krisanthan, and joining me today is my original co-host, John Lee.
Hey, guys.
And we're very excited to introduce our guest for today, Bobby Giancosa with Edgewise. We're picking up with Bobby where we left off last week. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's episode, be sure to check that out first. And now back to the episode, part two.
Yeah. Now, I also think we'll get into resale more too. I think it's natural. I don't see any reason why we can't do what we're doing on the resale side too, especially now that we've solved a lot of the big problems as far as everybody being under one platform and collaborating. You know, to go back to what I was saying earlier about how one side is more incentivized to optimize, part of that means they're willing to deal with a platform that hasn't solved all the problems yet because the efficiency need is so great. Now that we've solved a lot of those problems, I don't think we need as much forgiveness from the participants that doesn't work the way the user's experience isn't great yet or whatnot. Like, I think we've ironed out all that. So there's really no reason why we can't have two inexperienced counterparties in the system together. I've never sold a home before. I've never bought a home before, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think especially with AI, I can envision a system that's similar to the tax software that you use. Did you do any home reno? And it asks you all those questions like, how old is the home? Oh, there may be lead paint. Do you want to do inspection on that? And then even upload the inspection results. It can analyze, oh, you have stucco from 2000s. Like, that's something you'd probably want to pay attention to. Yeah. And things like that. So I do think that there's a huge opportunity there.
The example that Anya gave about being like an accountant assistant is exactly the analogy that I think you concur with, right?
Yeah. The simplest way to look at it is I was misquoted in an interview, I don't think that the agent is like a travel agent. I actually don't think that's a fair comparison. I do think that an accountant and CPA type of comparison is a little bit more accurate, where what you've seen is a TurboTax kind of self-service product come in and say, look, if your taxes aren't that complicated, TurboTax is probably fine and you can do it yourself. And that product has gotten more sophisticated over the years. On the other end, if you have a very complex business and all these different LLCs and such, you probably want to hire a team of accountants. If you're a buyer that needs or wants a lot of handholding, maybe doesn't know anything about the markets that you're considering, then you would need a team, ideally, or like that ultra prime thing that I was mentioning where it's like a $35 million home. I don't want to be dealing with this. I got meetings. I'm traveling. I'm doing things like that. Like, I need you to solve these problems for me. So the buyer's agent never going away in that regard. One of the things that I think people leave out when it comes from buyer's agent, it's not always a commodity. There's this like sense of assurance that I'm about to buy something. It's a very big purchase. I've not done this very often. I really want just like a human there to tell me that I'm making a good decision. This is a good place to live. My kids are going to be safe, that kind of thing. Sure, you could look up that the schools are good, but it's nice to have that assurance from a human that says, yes, you're in good hands if you live here. So that may never go away. I don't know if ChatGPT is going to be able to handle that emotional side of it, the psychological side of it. So then that in between, and even to go back to your analogy of the TurboTax has, I think what they call like TurboTax Plus or TurboTax Extra or something like that. I think that it's gone through some rebranding. But the idea is that if our base TurboTax product is not good enough for you and you're not quite ready for a full-blown CPA, we have this kind of additional level where you can get on a Zoom call and a CPA will walk you through it and they'll check out what you did and maybe answer some questions, et cetera. I think we'll start to see more of these kind of in-between scenarios pop up where the bottom is handled by almost all technology and distribute it out. Like I said, to maybe the listing agent take some responsibility. It's self-service technology, maybe a lawyer. And on the other end, you've got the super great buyer's agents, the million-dollar listing reality TVs. They're never going anyway. I think the real question is, what's that middle going to look like? Where is the line going to be drawn? Are we going to see the white glove rock star agents come down towards the middle? And maybe the self-service stuff gets better and better. AI comes in, makes it easier to be more and more self-sufficient, and they meet in the middle somewhere. I think that's probably the reality. But until they do meet in the middle, there's a lot of room for the existing buyer agents to solve that need.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think especially with new construction, we're going to see more and more buyers being unrepresented. It still is complicated transaction, but as far as like inspections and all of that kind of extra stuff that you have to deal with an old house, it is an easier transaction. So I think as long as you're able to have a platform that can show all these things and answer a lot of the questions, which now is possible with the AI, it's going to be a great thing for home builders.
Yeah, I think one of the questions you guys have brought up, and one of the things that comes up a lot when people ask me about this, is what is AI? What can AI do? Like, what are we going to see? And everybody wants to say there's going to be like an AI buyer's agent. And I don't think we're going to get that right away. Everybody, obviously, Amazon's been working on Alexa and Siri and all these things. These are their versions of AI assistants. But there's a lot that goes into being a buyer's agent beyond. And we all know Amazon's Alexa basically does a great job telling you the time and the weather. But beyond that, I'm not really sure I want to use it for anything else. I think we're a long way away from truly fully replacing the buyer's agent with AI. That said, I think there's a lot that AI can do today, and it's evolving very quickly. One is analyzing data. If you feed in data into a data warehouse, you can run basic machine learning queries on it now, and it could, even if you're good, can predict some of the future based on that data. But AI and large language models and neural networks can do it much better than traditional crude machine learning can. So sticking an AI on a data warehouse is it's less sexy than a talking, thing, but like, it's a great application of that technology. You can also, and I know, John, this is up your alley, this idea of determining what is a good home to build. Where should I build? What should the floor plans look like? What kind of specs are most appropriate for the buyer that I'm targeting in this market, considering the shift of the market and, how it used to be one demographic and now it's going to be another demographic? Can I just ask AI to tell me what the best size home is on this chunk of land? Yeah, AI can absolutely do that. Another thing is the generative side. Historically, you would have to get architectural drawings from the architect. You have to give that to a team that can then render it. You work with an interior designer. It takes time. It's complicated. You need special engines that can do it quickly. It's a lot of work. Can we use AI to modernize that process where it's less rendering and more generating? Where the process is similar, you still get the architectural drawings from the architect. You're not asking them to do anything different, but then you can feed that drawing, that static 2D black and white thing, or maybe get the CAD, feed that into an AI and say, I would like a contemporary version of this. I would like a traditional one. You know what? I like this couch from Restoration Hardware. Can you put that in there? The options will be limitless at that point. So the generative AI piece is really interesting and fascinating. And I can't wait to see how that works. And I'm sure, John, you guys are working on that.
Oh, definitely. We can have a whole other session about this between the generative AI and the predictive AI. And a lot of that is dependent upon the data, whether it's an image or a CAD file, like you're saying, to generate the content, but even reading the floor plans, be able to pull out all those options and then pull out all the data tags for all those features and options and have the AI generate the marketing description for that plan or that site plan or that community. Yeah. And then all that data to help with predictions of products, popularity, and people's behavior. One of the little secrets over here is that we've been collecting this data for the last 3-4 years, and we have over 8 million visitors across our network. And so that's a lot of data for the AI to go look at for people from all different places and demographics to all their individual product shopping behavior.
Yeah.
Bobby, I'm surprised that you said that you don't think that the buyer's AI is in the near term, because I don't know. I guess maybe I'm ignorant, right? I'm not a CTO. So to me, how hard can it be?
So the conversational AI piece, I do agree with you that, first of all, we don't want to go off the rails. We don't want to hallucinate, because if you don't have the data there, it will make up the data. Right. So there's one piece there that we want to make sure is proprietary, specific to that builder. The conversational piece, in the sense that having a conversation with the AI and then have the AI generate the content, maybe in the realm of your website, say, and then having that content as you interact with it, come back and generate the conversation. It's using, we call it RAG technology, retrieval augmented generation. But that piece hasn't been ironed out yet, even by Amazon. But once they do cross that barrier and we're able to tap into that proprietary data that we have stored from shopping behavior, as well as the product from ERPs of builders, I think maybe in the next couple of years, it's possible.
Yeah,
that's the thing. When I say it's not ready yet, the technology is moving so fast that, sure, maybe we won't see it in 2024, but right, we'll probably see it in 2025, 2026. So it's not far.
Somebody's working on it. I bet you.
Yeah, somebody's working on it. Believe me, we're working on it. We're even working on conversational voice.
Yeah, we're working on voice.
Like, we're talking to it and it talks back, but we also want to generate images.
This area, the digital assistant, the AI assistant, is the thing that everybody is pursuing. Everybody wants to build that. When they talk about AI, that's the thing that their mind goes to.
That's the holy grail.
in every industry, the prop tech world has been pretty small over the last few years. I think we're going to see a flood, especially with this NAR settlement, a flood of VC money going to exactly this problem. Mm-hmm. You may even see brokerages going after it, saying, look, if the unit economics don't make sense for buyers agents anymore, maybe we should do it. So yeah, it's coming. It's just not there yet. There are lots of things that AI can do. And another thing that it can do is it can analyze contracts. It can look at a builder's agreement. It's 40 page, whatever. And you could give it to an AI and say, can you summarize this for me, please? I don't know what any of this means. And then you get like a one sheeter with some bullet points. This is what the builder is going to do. Da, 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 da. This is when they think the home's going to be ready. This is what you owe. Like, that would be a great application for AI. So there's lots of things, but the AI assistant, I think we're a little bit away from that.
Yeah. Since you opened the genie bottle here, one of the things that we're also looking at is maybe an AI assistant shopper, where it's comparison shopping across multiple plans. Every house has its good and bads, and you got to. The interesting thing about buying new homes, you're buying in pieces and parts, but you have to use a compromise on one house to get the other house. So it could be, hey, this one has a great kitchen, but it's not on a bad lot. This one's on a great lot, but the price is too high, and it's not available at this time. So being able to put all that information in there into the AI and say, hey, give me the top five homes that meet my needs, my desires, and my constraints, and then I can start shopping from there. That's just using data. Of course, you want to now show it visually. This is where we come in. So at least I do that curb appeal, but at least statistically, the AI is doing the shopping for me. That is possible now.
You know, what we saw a few years ago, not just in real estate, but like in every industry, where these wizards would ask you these questions, how about this? How about that? How about this? And they go away because they're a bit clunky and the results that they provide aren't usually that great. So I just spent the last 5 minutes answering all these questions and you gave me something that I could have found myself.
Right.
But I think we may actually see that type of thing come back. I know a bit about you. You tell me what you're interested in a more conversational kind of way. I now have all this data behind me that says the schools and the floor plans and you know, all these things. And then I can spit back recommendations. Pinterest has already been doing the recommendation engine thing, but I think we'll start to see more of that in other industries, and real estate is a prime candidate for that. You see it on Amazon too, these other products recommended for you. In a lot of cases, they're actually pretty crude. Other people like you bought this, so maybe you'd like it too. AI can do it in a much more sophisticated way. So I think that's another case where maybe someone would say, that is what we're talking about when we're saying AI assistant. I'm like, okay, fine. These recommendation engines, I think that's a really good use case for it too, like you said.
Yeah, when it's solving complex word problems and situations, that's where it's really using that intelligence. Another little secret sauce here, and I didn't plan to get into all this. We work with hundreds of builders and we have all this data for a period of years. But one of the things that we've done is we standardize all of that data. So statistically, your predictions are better when you have a larger population base over a longer period of time.
Yeah.
And if we only looked at one builder by itself, it's a small sample. But because we collected it across multiple years and we've standardized that data, the AI can now easily not only learn from that, but actually pull from that and serve it back out. And we convert the data into a visual, which is another little trick, because I can describe the perfect house, but if I can't see it or you can't see it, we won't connect or we won't be able to collaborate.
Yeah, the anonymization of data is a nice thing that only someone who has a lot of data can do.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we've been doing this for 3 or 4 years. If I started now, we couldn't even talk about this. That's one of the problems right now, that people can't create the things now because they need 3 or 4 years of collecting that data to have anything meaningful for the AI to do anything with. The AI is dumb without the data.
Anytime I speak, I always urge home builders to digitize the sales process, right? Like I'm always like, hey, it doesn't mean not in person, right? Like you can be sitting across, like you said, Bobby, from somebody, but it's digitized. It's in the computers. It's not on a piece of paper. And then after it's done, boom, it goes into trash and you have nothing to show for it, right? Like you need that data from marketing efforts from the first touch to the last touch, so that your AI can learn from that. And that's, I think, the biggest thing that builders can do right now is to digitize your sales so that all of these things that we're talking about can be a possibility for you a few years down the road.
Exactly. It's sow your seeds now so you can reap your rewards later. If you don't collect the data now, you will have nothing later.
That's true. You really should start now. If you're living in an analog world or an Excel world, just start to migrate into platforms and storing that data. You don't have to, if you don't know what BigQuery is and Redshift, don't worry about it. That's okay. As long as it's somewhere, you can start to, you know, mature that process over time. And so then when you do get to the point where you're ready for AI, you've got that data that it can learn from. That's, they call it learning. So the AI has to learn from something. That large language model has to learn or be trained on that data. And if you have no data, it can't be trained. So it is
hallucinates, and now it's even worse.
Yeah, it's making bad recommendations because it
making
doesn't have
bad recommendations. Yes,
yeah. For sure. And so, Bobby, when you were talking about the generative AI and how you can, you know, take the CAD files or like a simple drawing, have you seen the AI that Icon unveiled? They're the 3D builder from Texas,
in Austin.
So they just revealed their next generation of 3D printer, which now allows them to print multiple stories, which mm-hmm. is awesome. But it also, they're using this AI technology where you can basically say, hey, I'm looking for a tree house that looks like a hobbit lives in it and whatever. And it has to be 3D printed. And it literally on the fly designs that visual. And then it also gives you the floor plan that you can look at it. So I'm sure it's not perfect. They're testing it right now, but I just watched the video. They have it on their channel.
Yeah.
Just unveiled, and it's pretty incredible. So it's the future of architecture. Like you said, like everything's going to be affected by it. Just now, you don't really need a lawyer to draft the first draft of your contract, maybe. Like you can have ChatGPT do it. Yeah, you want a lawyer to look over it. Same thing. Yeah. Like you can show up to your person and not like empty handed, but like you already have some ideas, some plans, which will save you a ton of money at the end too.
Yeah, it's the text to fill in the blank. That's what AI is doing right now. Like OpenAI just unveiled their kind of text to video, and there's text to image and text to floor plans. So start with some text and then spit me out something. Deb, there's a lot of people working on that kind of thing right now. There was I forget the name off the top of my head, but she's an architect and she's got this YouTube channel. And when this first came out, there's this text to image like Midjourney and those. Mm-hmm. She did a survey where she used AI to generate this architectural drawing, this elevation from the outside. And then she had her team do one. And then she put them both up. I think it was like Reddit or something like that, and had them vote, but didn't tell them which one was AI and which one wasn't. And almost everybody chose the AI one. Now, the interesting thing is that like AI, it'll design this really cool like hallway, and there's like a room. You're like, wait, there's no door. How do I get into the room? So you need like an architect to go in there and like clean it up. the creative side of it is really, really fascinating. So as a buyer, you don't know how to articulate, and you certainly can't draw it out the way an architect can. But if you could go to an AI and say, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I'm interested in, and maybe upload some photos from other things, like almost all of Pinterest, and say, look, I like this, but I don't know how to explain it. And then the AI can say, what do you think about this? And give you like five different examples in 30 seconds. And then you can take that to an architect and say, can you do something like this? And then the architect can be like, no, there's no door, but I could put one in. Right. And then you can, yeah.
You know, I mean, we've actually done that with, we have done thousands of color schemes where actually our home buyers have actually designed thousands of color schemes. And now our AI can be utilized to say, you describe the kind of colors that you like, or styles that you like, and it will color the first rendition of that house using that first. And then you can say, I love everything except for the shutter colors. And I can just go and not just change the shutter colors. So It's a great way to get ideas started, either in design of like architecture, like the tree house, as you're saying, because nobody has designed concrete built tree houses before. So in a sense, AI is the expert because it knows it needs to build pillars to hold it up and all this stuff. But then there's other things that we are learning from consumer behavior, not the builder's wife's opinion. So now the consensus says we like this type of farmhouse in this type of color scheme. And then the buyers can now refine it.
Yeah. You guys, I just saw a meme on social media that I thought was like perfect for this. It says, you know what the biggest problem with pushing all things AI is? Wrong direction. I want AI to do my laundry and dishes so that I can do art and writing, not for AI to do my art and writing so that I can do my laundry and dishes.
Robots are coming. You're going to have some.
But work on the robots first, because I can sure unload some of this laundry.
Yeah, you know that maybe this is a good place to call it. But the fascinating thing about AI is that AI is doing things that are hard for humans. It's easy for AI to do what's hard for humans, and it's hard for AI to do what's easy for humans. So picking things up and walking across the room, that's actually really easy for us. A toddler can do that, but it's really impossible for an AI. They've got the Boston Robotics, all those guys. Now they can do backflips and stuff, but it's taken them a long time to do very basic movements, whereas AI is now doing mathematical computations that no human can do. So it's funny that in some ways it's doing the stuff that we don't really want it to do. I would love for it to go cut my lawn and do the laundry and make me dinner. That'd be nice. Instead, it's, you know, it's doing more creative things.
Taking our jobs. we're gonna be relegated to mowing lawns. That's all we're gonna be doing.
Yeah, I know.
They're running the world and we're doing all the house chores.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Bobby, thank you so very much for such a stimulating conversation. Definitely making this into a two-parter. And Bobby, please tell us, where can people learn more about your company, what you do? And then is there anywhere you hang out, particularly on social media, where people can engage with you personally?
Sure, yeah. Edgewise.io is our website. You can learn about Edgewise there. I also try to respond to all the emails I get. So it's just bobby@edgewise.io. Happy to chat with anybody out there. I don't really do the social so much. I don't want to get canceled for saying something controversial. So yeah, I don't really do that. I think I'm probably better off without it, to be honest.
One of these days you'll have an AI avatar that will handle all of that for you.
I know, I'll just dial up
properly, not to say anything controversial.
Yeah, I'll just tell it to find that sweet spot of being controversial. Yeah, you probably won't find me on social media too much, but I'm happy to chat via email and phone calls or do things like this.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on today's show. We do appreciate your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and hopefully we'll see each other in person one of the events in the industry.
Yeah, great. Hopefully.
Thanks. Talk to you
soon. Thanks, Bobby.
Bye.
Bye.